Well, our Saskatchewan Rush, big week last week, picking up a huge victory, and we got one of the players joining us in studio this afternoon. Bobby Kidd III is with us today. Bobby, how you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to talk to you specifically. I know there's a lot of kids out there that are kind of starting to get started into lacrosse and that kind of thing. So I wanted to talk to you about your start in lacrosse. How did it all come to be?
Yeah, it's kind of just a sport that most kids in the neighborhood were playing at the time. It wasn't really organized, I'd say. They just had a bunch of sticks, learned how to pass, shoot. And then I got into organized lacrosse mainly because of my mom's friend, coworker at the time. He played lacrosse, Minnesota Swarm at the time, Coca-Cola Madnax as well, and kind of just got me some gear, and I was able to pick it up and play.
So that's bizarre to me, because you're born from Port Moody?
No, that's okay. A whole different story.
Where are you from then?
I was born in Pensacola, Florida. My dad was in the Navy at the time.
So Florida has a bigger lacrosse scene down there, or is it up
it's
in Port Moody?
It's more field lacrosse oriented. But
really?
Yeah, I was raised in Port Moody.
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about our second win of the year. Just picked it up last week. What went right for you guys?
We just followed the game plan, yeah. So they made their adjustments. We had to counter that with our own and just keep on doing that.
What was it like seeing Joey Chestnut, the hot dog eating goat, down there on the field?
Unfortunately, I missed that part.
No way.
Some halftime adjustments.
That
there.
Dude put back some mini donuts I saw. It was unreal how many he crushed. Okay, well, let's talk about Vancouver then. You guys are going to be heading off on the plane pretty quick here. And you guys lost the last time against Vancouver. So what do you think you guys can try and do differently this time around?
We just got to keep on our game plan. And as they make their adjustments, we got to make our own. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I've also been told you're a bit of a sneakerhead. Bit of a shoe collector yourself. Like, so what's your prized pair of sneakers that you've got?
As of now, I would say Jordan 11s.
Those Jordans hey?
Not the Concords, but pretty close to it.
The Jordans still get it done, hey? Yeah. Right on. Well, hey, Bobby, good luck to you guys. And good luck out there in Vancouver this weekend. And bring back home another dub for us. And we'll see you guys with the next home game coming up at the end of the month here.
Yes, sir.